So we will have some funding to address food production. And that funding will come in terms of grants, training, and technical assistance for producers and essential workers. Another pot will address food processing, investments in new and expanded regional processing capacity. The pandemic highlighted some of the challenges we have with having very few processors out here processing a lot of the meats that we eat. So really expanding local and regional processing capacity is going to really create a more resilient supply chain and food system. There will be another pot for food distribution and aggregation. People need the right infrastructure to get the food where it's needed. You had long shipping times for some products. We're going to invest in food system infrastructure. The fourth pot will be markets and consumers. We want to make sure that people have access to markets, the small and mid-sized farmers. How do they have better access to markets? And also, we want to create expanded access to more markets.